The pros and cons of competition. Let's play again, so this time I can beat you, your child says. You agree to play again, secretly wondering if your efforts to help him be a success have gone too far. His skill improves with each game, but he's too obsessed with beating you to notice. How do you teach your child the difference between being successful and being driven to win at all costs? What does your child learn from competition? It's impossible to protect your kids from competitive situations, and you probably don't want to anyway. Your child can learn some valuable lessons from healthy competition that will serve him well as he gets older. The importance of playing by the rules. When everyone makes up his own rules, no one can play together, and the game isn't enjoyable. The earlier your child learns this lesson, the more fun he'll have playing with other children as he grows older. How to be a good winner and a good loser. You should emphasize to your child that it is more important to have fun playing a game. Winning is great, but you can't always be the winner, and there is nothing wrong with that. You should also remind him it is very important to be a good winner and a good loser. The value of giving your best effort. It's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. You've heard this a million times, because it's true. A loser can feel good about his efforts because he tried his hardest. Furthermore, a winner may look back on the game and realize her victory would have been impossible without that extra push at the end. The more your child is exposed to challenging situations, the clearer this concept will become. How do you know when competition gets out of hand? Although they can be valuable learning opportunities, competitive situations can easily get out of control. Look for signs that your child thinks winning is more important than playing the game. If the rules of the game keep changing and some kids cheat while others quit and refuse to play, it's time to take a break. You may want to suggest that the kids work on a puzzle together or play a game in which everybody wins. How can you tell if your child is overly competitive and what should you do about it? When children are too focused on winning, they may start to evaluate themselves based on how many victories they achieve. Even if they win 90% of the time, they'll never be satisfied. This is devastating to a person. They're always on a treadmill looking for the next win. If your child is too focused on competition, he'll do anything to avoid losing. He may cheat, lie, or change the rules of a game to win. Furthermore, he won't try a new game or activity unless he thinks he'll be good at it. If your child has to win everything, try to find out why. Talk to your child. Is he scared that if he loses, no one will like him? Is he trying to imitate a successful older sibling? Help him put things in perspective. A few losses don't mean he's a failure in life. Try to point out some of his accomplishments and remind him that no one can be great at everything.